happy to be here. And I was just telling Carl and Steven earlier, I missed you all. I missed last month. And so I'm so glad to be here now amongst my community that I love so much. I'm interested to see how everyone's doing. I always wish you had just time to kick it and chit chat and just hear from everybody. I really have that desire. I recently took a trip to Oregon. I went with my partner. And we took a road trip. This was a couple weeks ago when everything was kind of, you know, our fires were a climaxing here on the West Coast. We actually went to go pick up my mother-in-law, who, lives out in the sticks in Oregon. And so we went to go pick her up and bring her back here to stay with us. And we thought the best thing to do would be for us to drive, for all of us to drive. So we went and we got her and we brought her dog that she recently acquired. We just adopted her the weekend that we went up there. He decided he was going to live with her and that he was her dog. He happens to be a beautiful dog. So we all came on the trip back. And actually, it's about a 9-hour drive usually from where she lives to where we live. And about, I would say, maybe 5 hours into the drive, we considered turning back. Because of the smoke and the fires. There were fires everywhere. And there are many road closures, and it just started to look like we weren't gonna be able to get home. But we made it. We found a detour. It took 14 hours instead, and we made it home. So just that little tidbit. Things are clearing now though. We live in, the northern part, just above the bay and a few hours north near Carl's country home. And the skies are clearing. It's not as it was. So things are improving. So still interesting, very interesting times. Never a dull moment, it would seem. As many of you are aware, we lost our Supreme Court Justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, on Friday. And she passed at home, apparently surrounded by her family, and from metastatic pancreatic cancer. She was the second woman to be confirmed to grace our beautiful court. And she was the leader of the court's liberal contingent, and she served for 27 years. It's an amazing span. And so her life, of course, is a legacy. And what's interesting about her death is that being a member of the Jewish community as she was, she passed at the start of Rosh Hashanah. And that brings a special meaning to her death. And I'm not an expert in Judaism, so you have to forgive my limitations. But I believe Rosh Hashanah marks the Jewish New Year. And I was reading that in Jewish tradition, a person who dies on Rosh Hashanah is considered, and I do not know if I pronounce this correctly, it's spelled T-Z-A-D-D-I-K, but is considered a tzaddik, is the way I believe it's pronounced. And this is a term that is reserved for a person of great righteousness or who is known for their righteous deeds or acts. And so another Jewish teaching says that those who die just before the Jewish New Year are the ones that God, or whatever it is, you know, in place your tradition or your belief, but in this case, are the ones who God has held back until the last moment because they are needed most. So very interesting. This other meaning, this significance of the timing of her passing. So as you may know, it was her living wish, one of her living wishes, but her greatest living wish was to be around long enough so that the new president would be able to choose the next nominee. And so further around the timing of her death, she passed around the time of Shabbat or the Jewish Sabbath. And anyone who passes around the time of Sabbath is also considered a tzaddik, and even more so if it happens around the New Year. I was reading an interview by author and renowned book critic. She's also a member of the Jewish community, Ruth Franklin. And she says that Justice Ginsburg was a trailblazer on behalf of gender equality. She fought fiercely and unflinchingly to advance and defend the rights of women and minorities. Her life is a legacy and a testament, and her memory will be a blessing and a lesson forevermore. So the notorious RGB, and Alan has this awesome shirt that he's wearing today. I don't know if you could show us, I want one. RGB, as she's affectionately, I don't know if folks can hear me, I see a little stutter, as she's affectionately referred to. She reminds me of Bodhisattva. She reminds me of Bodhisattva. Those who can enter Nibbana, but stay behind until every last being is ushered into freedom. And she fought, this is the quote, she fought fiercely and unflinchingly to advance and defend our rights. Each of us in this space, in this virtual room, she was held back to the last possible moment that she could be. So in honor of Justice Ginsburg, I thought I would touch on action this evening, or wise action. So at this great time of transition for us, of opportunity for transformation in this country and on this planet, what inspires you to action? And what action is possible for each of us? So I want to read you this passage. This is actually a passage from a teacher and author, Stephanie Hull, who is actually local to the Bay. She teaches out of Marin. And I just love, it's just the perfectly way that she states this wise action. So I'll just read you a passage. And she says, wise action, like all aspects of the Eightfold Path, arises out of the foundation of right understanding or view. So that's the clear view. Once we see clearly, appropriate response arises. Arises out of the foundation of right understanding or view, and the anchor of right intention. So right intention, that's just our bodhicitta, that's our beautiful heart intention that each of us has. However, we may have challenging habitual patterns and unconscious behavior that sabotage our efforts to wise action. We come to the practice humbled by our inability to face different behavior, or sorry, force different behavior upon ourselves. How often have we tried to break a self-destructive habit, an addiction, a lack of awareness, and leaning into the future as we race around getting things accomplished, only to find ourselves lighting up a cigarette, standing in front of the refrigerator with a carton of ice cream in our hands, or reacting with impatience, even rudeness, in a traffic jam. And she continues, we recognize the uncomfortable thoughts that arise out of doing things that are contrary to our deepest intention. And in that recognition, we can truly begin to shift away from those behaviors. So I think she just states that so perfectly. So I want to spend time this evening reflecting with one another in community. And each of us are in different places, going through different things. Some of us are even celebrating. We have things, we have things to celebrate. We have things in life to be grateful for. And many of us, I think all of us, are not blind to, what is arising, what is occurring in front of us in so many different ways. And I think that touching into these emotions, acknowledging, getting to know these emotions, being with them, leads to inspiration. And inspiration leads to action. And so I want to just take a few minutes as we have time. And before we go into, we'll just do pairs, really easy. We'll do a couple minutes dialoguing with each other. I think, Stephen, can we break into pairs with one another without too much trouble? So, great. Lovely. I have this book. This is a lovely book. It's actually really useful. It's called Active Hope. And it's written in partnership between Joanna Macy and Chris Johnston. And there's a lot of tools and actually exercises and all of these wonderful things. Just to sort of move to action. And I'm just going to read you a bit of what they say here. This is pain for the world as a call to adventure, is how they frame it. There comes a point in many adventure stories when the main characters have seen the true nature of the crisis they face, and it is worse than they previously imagined. It is not just their own lives that are at stake, but also the community they belong to, a value they cherish, a cause larger than themselves. With the limited tools and resources available to them, it might seem that they don't stand much chance. To have any hope at all, they need to step out onto new ground in a quest to find the allies, understandings, and tools that will help. So I want us to break into pairs. And as we do that, I have two prompts. I want to do, Stephen, let's try to do, let's do 2.5 minutes each because we don't have a lot of time. And I'll read you the prompts. The prompts are my thoughts and feelings about the future are. My thoughts and feelings about the future are, ... And then also some ways I can use these feelings are, ... And so my thoughts and feelings are, ways I can use these feelings are. So we'll have 2.5 minutes each. I'm going to sit out, and I believe, because I want it to be even, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then Mariam will sit out too. I don't know if that's a choice But I think, Barham, you can choose not to join if that's a thing. So we'll have even pairs. And so we'll do it now. We'll come back and we'll have some discussion.
Just get real close. It's so weird, like everybody, like in your damn bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
The most people I've had in my bedroom in months. It's great.
Somehow we lost Jacob in this.
And we lost Monica too.
Maybe they're not back yet.
Probably.
Jacob was with me until a second ago. So.
And so is Monica.
I didn't do anything to him.
Well, you know, sometimes people just close out. They got something else going on.
No, well, maybe they accidentally somehow closed it. But
sometimes people hit the leave button.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, so hopefully, you know, that we were able to sort of touch into what our feelings are, you know, and reflect. And, you know, what I received was validation around my feelings. You know, sometimes I feel doubt. I'm like, am I the only one thinking, feeling this way? Am I the only one that's, you know, what is going on in this world? And so Sangha is that kind of place where we can kind of reflect. And it's like a mirror, you know, where we can really see. So we don't have a lot of minutes. I don't know if folks, you know, or we'd have to see if Stephen is willing to let us hang out for 5 more minutes or so. But I'd love to hear. yeah, so anyone who wants to be on the next 2 minutes, please do. But I'd love to hear just briefly if there's anything that anyone would like to share from their group. I want to open it up before we move on to closing, and I'm going to share some resources with you. So was there anything that came up in your group or any comments or even questions that you would like to share or express at this time?
One thing we talked about was just the young people, the tweens and our friends' kids that are in our lives, and just how inspired we are by them, and how activist a lot of them are. That just, you know, gives us hope for the future, and what we can do is, you know, just support them. And we were thinking about you, Syra, and working with teenagers and how, what important work that is.
They are a brilliant bunch. You know, I actually haven't worked with the Teen Sangha this year. I miss them. They have contacted me and actually started their own Zoom groups. So that's just, you know, the way of the young people. I was on a Zoom today with, I'm going to be talking at Stanford in a couple of weeks. And these kids, they're like, you know, they're in their 20s and, you know, they're leading all kinds, they're in medical school of this and school of that and director of this and director of that. I'm just like, oh my gosh, and they're these precious little beings. So faith in our young people. I do not doubt them. Anyone else? Anything else that anyone else would like to share?
I'll share briefly. I really appreciated what Alan. I was in a little group with Alan there, who does have the best shirt of the group, and kind of the theme of just like the future doesn't need to hold up. The future shouldn't hold us back from the present. If I can summarize it that way, you know, that you got to keep on doing what you're doing in the present, you know, moment, even though you can observe and accept the what we believe about the future, you know. So that was a good framing.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. True that. Beautiful.
And I think in our group, I was really reflecting on what there were three of us, what we really reflected in the title of Joanna's book, which is, you know, active hope. You can get really scared. And Pema Chodron says hope and fear can be hiding places if you let them, you know, because hope is necessarily in the future and fear, you know, regret is necessarily in the past. Excuse me, I meant regret. And so But there's a difference, I think, when what Joanna teaches and others about active hope. So, you know, look at the future and then do something about it. And each of the three of us in our group, we're talking about little things or significant things that we're trying to do to save the planet and save our democracy and get those little kids out of those cages on the border and all that other important stuff that we need to be working on.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Carl.
One last thing, Carl, before we close. I was just trying to post this. I can't copy and paste. I don't know why. I'm trying to post a paste into the text and it's not letting me. Is there something wrong with me?
Are you pasting something into the chat? Is that what you're trying to do?
Into the chat. I don't know why it's not pasting. Anyway, I was listening to AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she had a call to action, and her call was that each of us knows five people. There's five people in our lives that we know, that we can talk to, that we can call. I know I have aunts, uncles, cousins who don't live around the Bay or in California, who may be getting this dribble of information that they're influenced by, and who may not even be tuned in to a lot of the issues at hand, or what's beyond their personal experience. And so five people, each of us, was her call. Five people. Can we contact five people and just have a discussion about the importance of voting? And can we, can we get them, whatever it is to you, whatever is important for you to raise in that conversation. But she encouraged us to connect with five different people. Let's see. Oh, you know what? Since my link is here in the chat, this is what I'll do. I wanted to also post.
You're now a co-host, Iris, so you may be able to do it now.
Oh, maybe I can do it now. Let's see. No. I don't know. But I'll post it on my website. A friend and colleague of mine recently sent an email. And I was thinking, what can I do? What do I have the capacity to do? How can I do this without, going out into the streets and, shaking my fist around? What more can I do? And he is part of this this group and this organization who is basically organizing pods where you can join a pod. And they set up everything. They make it so easy. And right now we're calling Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm committing to Tuesdays between 10:30 and 11:30. And so I'm just going to post that. I was going to post it in our chat, but if you want to, my link is there and I will post it tonight on my website. And you can go there. If you're interested in joining a pod, you can pretty much join any time that you would like to. So
what's the address of your website?
Let's see. It's in the chat and it's not in the chat. Oh, I thought it was. Egad. It's projectroot.org/Syra-Smith-meditation. And so there it is. So go there and I'll have that up. If you feel any inspiration tomorrow morning to check it out, or later tonight or whenever it is, go back to my website. And see if you're also inspired to act. So with that, I'll pass things on to Carl.
All right. Thank you so much, Syra. Thank you, everybody. Let's just sit for a minute and we'll close. So let's sit together. So may the merit of our practice here together. May it be for the benefit of each of us and all beings everywhere. And may we keep Ruth Bader Ginsburg in our hearts during this time of transition. And may all beings be happy. And may all beings, including each one of us, be healthy in our bodies and our minds. May all of us and all beings everywhere be safe from all kinds of danger and harm. And may each one of us and all beings everywhere live with ease and well-being, and in the course of our lives may ultimately all of us and all beings be free.